Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Robert Kraft's marriage, Shake Shack, and Floyd calls in. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Time now to hear from a famous Bob and Tom Show advice guru in a segment we call Ask a Stowaway in an Airplane Wheel Well. We have the stowaway in an airplane wheel well on the line, so let's go to the phones for your questions. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Lately, it feels like my wife and I are growing apart, and I want to try to revive our marriage. Do you have any suggestions, stowaway in an airplane wheel well?
Hello?
I'll hang up and take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Hello? Are you real? This isn't another talking seagull pretending to be my dead grandpa, is it? Help! Somebody help me! I'm freezing! Hello? Oh, man. I probably should have just pouted in my room like other teenagers instead of running away. I'm feeling really lightheaded and sleepy. My balls have rolled up into my body for warmth. I just want to follow him. I'm just going to take a little nap.
This has been Ask a Stowaway in an Airplane Wheel Well, advice guru for the Bob and Tom Show. Not to be confused with Ask the Man Who Cut Off His Genitals and Jumped Off a Balcony, which airs next week.
Okay.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
Hello, Chick.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
Now, I don't know if you heard it or not, but New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft got married over the weekend. You know, Tampa Bay fans are blaming Kraft and Tom Brady for losing the game against the Steelers because he was partying in New York.
Because Tom Brady was partying. Yeah. Without Giselle.
Tom Brady was there, yeah.
Did all the football players go or just Brady?
You've got the list of the guests over there.
Here you go.
Mr.
Kraft's wedding, the star-studded guest list included Tom Brady, sans Giselle, Drew Bledsoe, Roger Goodell, John Bon Jovi, and Kenny Chesney. So
Chesney, okay.
I mean, maybe he's a fan of the Patriots, who knows. But Mr. Kraft got married. He's an 81-year-old, described here as an 81-year-old billionaire.
How old is she?
47.
She's a physician. It's an ophthalmologist, Dr. Dana Bloomberg, and it's a lady.
Can you imagine marrying a 47-year-old woman and people in your life still going, I think she's a little too young for you? She's 47 years old.
Absolutely.
Once again, half your age plus seven. That's the
believe
formula
me, it
from
happened.
Elijah Muhammad, of course.
It worked well for Mellencamp, didn't it?
Well, everything works well for Mr.
Well,
Personality. You hear me, Cougar.
He's the one who said that to us. That's where I first heard it.
In any event, we wish them the best. And I think at 81, settling down with a physician, probably a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Although she does have access to certain drugs that could off one person.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What? She's an eye doctor. What's she going to do? Well, the eye drops killed him.
It only took 22 years.
Now, Pat, you have a tribute to Dr.
And
Robert Kraft?
A couple of years ago this happened. We thought this would be funny. I know an owner named Robert Kraft. Could have kept it private, so we had to laugh. Got caught at a strip mall robbing tug. And they tried to sweep it under the rug. Got busted for a hand job. Hand job. Hand job. A crazy Asian hand job. At a Jack Shack.
A Jack Shack. never heard
that. That's what they call them.
They call them a jack shack?
Yeah, in the South, yeah.
God, I am so unhip. A jack shack. Mm-hmm. Do people know going
I've never heard that before.
The people that go there know going in that that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think they pay extra for it.
Don't they have an app that shows where these particular places are?
Really? Mm,
that's interesting. By the way, you got to be
careful.
Somebody
told me that.
Yeah, I used that app once.
Oh.
And it's not totally accurate.
Unfortunately, the thumbs up meant something very different.
Yes.
And you've been ashamed ever since.
I don't want to say it doesn't work, but Josh was telling me he ended up in his couple houses down their kitchen for some reason.
That happened, yeah. And I was like, I want to go to a Jack Shack, and I was using this app, and I went to a place. I go, so, under the hand, sir, this is a Shake Shack.
Oh!
So did they share? They shake it until it's fired?
Sir, this is an In-N-Out burger.
Not even a Shake Shack joke.
Do you remember the exercise tool that you would...
the Shake Weight.
The Shake Weight. Remember
sure.
that thing?
And
yeah.
It was...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had one here when... We didn't even ask Christy to try it because that would be actionable.
If
you ever saw the commercial.
I was here that morning and I remember distinctly you telling me to hand it to Christy.
I think you used the term "see what you can get out of that," something like that.
In any event, our best to Mr. Kraft and his private jets. Okay,
so he's got nothing to do with Kraft cheese. Nothing.
I have no idea what he does.
Man, that'd be nice. A cheese baron?
Oh gosh.
A billion any way you get it.
Do you
fine.
See a cheese?
Deep in American singles?
A cheese spread at a Kraft marriage? Holy hell. Right?
Oh.
Yeah, they've got them all.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure do.
Beer cheese, white cheese, stinky cheese.
Yeah, this is
the last time I saw that was...
Get involved.
You can get one of those. He can get one of those famous cheese sculptures.
Cheese.
They take
a huge
chunk of cheese and sculpt... they did that recently in Russia for Mr. Putin.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had a nice array of Ritz crackers there so you could just cut off part of his head and have Putin on the Ritz.
All right.
Putin on the Ritz.
You know what I needed? What I needed for this joke was the song.
He tells the joke, laughs, and tags it up.
Wow.
And then it'd be great if someone poisoned the cheese so Putin and all his buddies dropped dead on the spot. Oh, I'm sorry.
Speaking of poo.
Is that too political?
Speaking of poo.
Yeah. Man,
the Navy SMU game was interrupted after the SMU pony mascot shat on the field.
Is that right?
USA Today reports the SMU's black Shetland pony called Peruna. Well, that's got nothing to do with...
No, that's Latin for pooper.
Left some souvenirs the video now is so amazing and high definition. And the little nuggets leaving the horse. You owe it to yourself.
Well, cleaning up the field near the 40-yard line.
That's amazing. Yep.
Right after that SMU touchdown, they did bring the five-pony mascot across the way.
They sure did.
Just deducing... kind of what's happening here, perhaps a little leftovers remain.
He's deducing.
Oh, yes.
He's deducing. Yeah,
so you got to hand it to the announcer for getting deducing in there.
I thought he said, I'm just adducing.
Uh-huh.
He was suggesting the... Here
it
we go.
It honestly looked like if you had a bag full of those balls that kids play in at the play zones.
Oh,
they
sure.
Plastic,
yeah.
Only they were all green.
Oh, man.
And they were all falling out of the pony.
At first, they were
all bunched up together. It was crazy.
At first, I thought it was two guys in a mascot suit. Boy, that's embarrassing.
Oh, that poor man. Well, I guess it's better he the tail than be the head in that situation.
Yeah. Boy, it was a Shetland pony. That's S.
And they had
H-E-T, by the way.
See.
They went and got like a 32-ounce cup, and they were out on the field kind of sweeping as best they could these nuggets into
the cup. And that's turf, not real grass?
I'm not sure where the game was played. It looked like turf to me, but it might be real grass.
Did they have to go out there with like a carpet cleaner and
get
rid of the E. coli?
It was in the middle of the – it was in the playing zone area?
Yeah, so it wasn't in the red zone. The horse was okay.
A couple lifetimes ago at Riverfront Stadium there where the Bengals played, that surface was like your home carpet. It was bouncy. It was a little bouncy, but it looked and felt, and I just felt odd when people would spit on the field.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're spitting in your office, your cubicle. What's gone? Yeah, it was very odd.
No, in any event, they got the game back up and running, but it took a while.
Okay.
Yeeks.
The Mustangs, SMU ends up winning. I'm surprised one of you two didn't ask me what the final score was.
What was the final score?
Who the leading quarterback was.
I didn't care whatsoever.
Oh, well, that's a nice 40 to Mustangs win 40 to 34.
Tom, you got mail.
So sorry.
Your computer's on.
No. You're sorry after the first time that happened. After the 87th, I don't know.
If he says it's sorry, it's like...
No, it's the same gizmo that played that audio plays that turn off.
Excuses your own.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Poor workman blames his tools. A martial artist in India has broken the Guinness World Record for the most coconuts on heads smashed with a nunchuck in 1 minute.
I better tell you, this, I got to explain this. It's really confusing.
He looked at me and he said, "Have you seen this video? It's amazing."
So this guy has those nunchucks in his hand.
Yes. Yeah.
And then he's got these guys that are sitting in a circle around him.
Mm-hmm.
And they have what looks like kind of like a hockey puck on their head that has a little indentation so they can stick a coconut on it.
All right.
And then he takes that thing and he whacks him on the head and explodes the coconut.
You got to really trust that.
Real, real fast. So there's four of them. So he's going around in circles and they keep putting new coconuts on.
Could have easily bashed one of the
things. Yeah, that's the thing is, I mean, why is this guy getting the record? How about these clowns that are sitting there? If something goes wrong, they're going to get their head bashed in.
Crazy.
These clowns.
How many?
How many coconuts in a minute?
42 in a minute.
That's a lovely bunch.
And those nunchuck gizmos, it's like this chain. And
I know what they are.
The trick is as he whacks him, he pulls it back. So
that will make sure they break, yeah.
Yeah, that also.
Like when you snap a towel, it's not about flicking forward. It's the pullback that really gets the snap, really cause somebody to bleed.
You ever heard that? What's there's a version of that they do at the Vatican. How many nuns can a nun chuck?
Chuck nuns.
I like it.
Well, time to move on. Apparently,
how many nuns could a nun chuck?
Right now, we do have many things to get to. Would you want to just give me a couple of quick teaser headlines over there?
Right now? Me? You don't want to do any stories?
What do you got?
Well, a man in Maryland nicknamed Butt Juice was convicted of partaking in gang violence and drug dealing.
Butt Juice.
According to court documents, Lamont Jones, a.k.a. Butt Juice, was a member of the so-called Up the Hill Gang.
Up the Hill? So, up to Butt.
Well, that's where the juice is.
How do you get the name Butt Juice, by the way?
Do you know what you're saying at this point?
This is a story from a legitimate news source.
It was alleged that Butt Juice was involved in several violent crimes, with the sale of narcotics being involved. The 25-year-old found guilty of conspiracy to participate in a racketeering enterprise and conspiracy to distribute narcotics. This is from Baltimore.
Isn't that a Tim Burton movie?
Butt Juice?
Yeah, just don't say it three times.
You're right. It'll show up.
What happened to the quality nicknames of criminals?
I'd love to know the story to why he got it.
But I mean, back in the day, it was a pretty boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson.
Well, that really is back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The classics. It wasn't, I mean, that's just, don't you think it's a little bit tasteless?
Well, Babyface and Pretty Boy don't elicit fear necessarily.
No. But I mean, you know, it's.
A fugitive
in search of Babyface Nelson.
And Butt Juice Jones.
Let's see here. We got Al Scarface.
Scarface is scary.
Scarface Capone.
Albert TikTok Tannenbaum. I never heard of him. Israel Ice Pick Willie Alderman.
You don't want to mess with an ice pick.
No. Yeah.
Anthony Big Tuna Accardo, or Joe Batters. Oh, geez. Donald the Wizard of Oz Angelini. Damn. Joe Bananas.
See, those are good. It wasn't
Joe Bananas isn't scary.
Well, no, but I'm just saying it's got a certain amount of class. If they were going around the room, from Cleveland we got Two Gun Tommy, from Pittsburgh we got Tony the Ice Pick, from Philadelphia we got Butt Juice. How do you get a nickname like that?
Nobody want to get near him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Joseph Ambrosino is Joey Brains.
Ooh.
That might be my favorite one so far.
I mean, you know, Butt Juice. I'll tell you what he probably goes, you shart one time.
I swear to God.
How much longer?
Prosecutors in Singapore have charged a 52-year-old woman who claims to be the reincarnation of an Indian goddess with 50 criminal counts, including violations related to her forcing her devotees to eat human feces.
Come on.
Jump off of buildings and pull out their own teeth.
Pull out their own teeth.
It gets better. Miss Wu Mei Ho was slapped with the charges in court last week. In addition to physical abuse, Ms. Wu is accused of cheating several victims out of millions of dollars.
What a lunatic.
Yeah, I read a little deeper into this. Forcing people to jump off of buildings.
Yeah.
I mean, not to mention the aforementioned eating of the, you know, kind of like a hazing.
Boy.
People, but people go into these cults. That's what they want.
People will join a cult.
That's what they want.
I mean, by the way,
the cults are just playing the hits. We want
all your money. And by the way, the last guy, we made him jump off a building, then pull his own teeth out and then eat several turds. Okay.
She's got to be so charismatic.
Exactly.
Make people
right?
do that. She has to be likable and fun to be around to a certain extent.
Yeah. Maybe she's a sex worker.
Why would you say that?
Yeah. She gets low on money. Wu Mei Ho to make ends meet.
She may hoe. She may work at a grocery store. She may do.
Saved by the Bell.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Have enjoyed your Butt Juice program.
Haven't you?
Yeah. I'm not sure who Butt Juice is, but I hope he's on the diaper. I'm out on the road again, but I'm not traveling alone today.
Oh, no. Who you got?
Well, it's not big day. I know what you're thinking, but she's back home training to be a school bus driver for the school.
Oh, that's nice.
We need more of those.
She'll be good at it, too. She finished third in last month's school bus figure eight Sprawlock County Demolition Derby, of course.
Oh, wow.
And she'll be fine to corralling them youngins, too, on the cat when she screams. It kind of sounds like Sasquatch passing the kidney stone.
Oh, that's scary.
But anyways, boys, I've got a furry friend in the truck today.
Really? Oh, who's your furry friend?
Well, before you ask, Christy, I'll repeat what I've been telling the other drivers. It's not a beaver.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a little stray dog I found at a truck stop.
Aww.
And she kindly reminds me of some of the lot lizards that roam on the same lot, but her ears aren't as floppy, and she's already potty trained, of course. But she's a dog, I believe, meant to be riding in a truck.
Hmm.
On the couch, she's only semi-housebroken.
Semi.
I knew you'd kick your side when I'd let that one out. But we'd sure make better time, though, if I could teach you to pee in a 2-liter like the rest of us. Not really sure what to feed this little dog. So far, it's been a steady diet of Cheetos and roller dogs and sugar-free Red Bulls.
Probably not very good for a dog, I'm saying, Floyd.
I reckon you're right, Mr. Tom, but like Big D says, you don't need to be a dick about it. Well, it looks like they're putting the ice scrapers out of Mr. Fuel, so snow can't be too far.
Nope.
Time to put the pedal to the metal.
Be safe out there, Floyd.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.